يا الله إني ناديتك وسعيت إني
السلام عليكم everyone, it's Halima Kagali and welcome to another episode of the Quran Lifestyle Show.
Okay, I want to welcome you to episode 4 of my End Ramadan Strong Challenge, where every day I'm going live in the last 10 nights of Ramadan to share with you some Quranic reflections and strategies to really help you to identify and to be able to overcome those really critical issues that have caused some of you to get stuck in that Ramadan dip, right? Where your physical and your mental energy levels or your motivation, or for you it might be your productivity, etc., they've really started to dwindle away. And we're doing this so that you can really power up, inshallah, and end Ramadan 2021 strong. Because remember, it is not too late, inshallah, to turn things around or to really take things to that next level. Okay, so in this series so far, we've spoken about how to be able to let go of the past and all those feelings of guilt and sadness about how we've spent Ramadan so far, so we can really start off fresh through that reset button technique I taught on day one, right? And then we've spoken about how to overcome mental burnout on day two through that productivity injection technique I shared. And then on day three, we spoke about how to keep the progress of our goals alive despite any unforeseen circumstances we might face that might throw us off course, you know, so we can really spend these 10 nights focused, inshallah, through that rubber band technique effect, remember? Okay, so if you did miss out on any of those episodes, don't worry, because you can basically head over to QuranRehab.com/blog and you can catch up on whatever episodes you need. Okay, so today, inshallah, I'm really excited because we're going to be talking about a hugely important and a fascinating subject that has definitely caused many of us to get stuck in that Ramadan dip, and I would say actually affects many of us on our daily lives, generally speaking, as well, and that is our confidence. You know, many of us will have gone into Ramadan really pumped and excited. And as we were doing our own thing, you know, making slow progress as we were going past those few days of Ramadan, over time, what happened is that we saw what other people were doing in Ramadan, like on social media, for example, right? And we've started to become overwhelmed. We saw people actively raising staggering amounts of funds for charity. We saw people sharing fantastic lessons that they were learning from spending fantastic and great amounts of, you know, time spending reading the Quran every day. Maybe we saw some people volunteering a lot of their time and efforts to feed the needy in their neighborhood. We saw people on social media spending a lot of time praying tahajjud with their families every night, or preparing these exquisite, wonderful iftar banquets for their family. You know, or we saw maybe perhaps as parents, some of us saw some other mums and families preparing some amazing Ramadan activities for their kids, etc. And we basically began to compare ourselves. We seen that what we were doing was not nowhere near as much as what other people were. And we began feeling inadequate, right? We began feeling that we weren't enough. Thinking that perhaps, you know, maybe I'm not a good as a Muslim or a good as slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or for you, maybe you were thinking, you know, maybe I'm not a good as a good enough contributor to my community. Or maybe for you, you felt like, you know, maybe I'm just not such a great mom. Whatever it is, you know, we started to feel disappointed with ourselves. We felt demoralized. And it really slowed down our progress. For some of us, it might have even stunted our progress, and we just gave up altogether. We got stuck in that Ramadan dip. And for us, maybe we started even doubting whether perhaps there was any point to doing any more. You know, the little things that we were doing just seemed insignificant in comparison to everyone else, right? Well, you know, if you resonate with that, or you know someone who does, I'm going to be sharing with you today, inshallah, my 3 C's to overcoming any issues related to confidence. Now, if you look at that description I've just given you about how that downward spiral towards low self-esteem and demoralization, how it happens, a key word you would have picked up on and you heard me say was comparison, right? That it starts with you comparing yourself to other people. So step one is to make sure that you only compare yourself to your own potential and not other people. So where comparison is involved, we only look internally. And that's something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually highlights for us in the Quran. It's the only thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself compares us to. Because you know in Surah Al-A'raf, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he talks about the scales that are going to weigh our good and bad deeds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالْوَزْنُ يَوْمَ إِذِنَ الْحَقِّ, that the scale, the measurement on that day is truthful and accurate. Truthful in the sense that undoubtedly it's going to happen, and accurate in the sense that it's completely fair. And he subhanahu wa ta'ala interestingly says, in specific relation to those scales in the Quran, he says, فَأَمَّا مَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُمْ, that for every single person for whom their scales become heavy, meaning with their good deeds, they will live a pleasant life. And really interestingly here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says their scales in the ayah, not their scale. You know, he uses the word mawazinuhu and not the word mizanahu. So the plural is used, not the singular form. And that's because on the day of judgment, every single person is going to have multiple scales, subhanAllah, and not just one. You can think of those different scales as different sets of standards according to our own individual predispositions. So we're going to be compared on the day of judgment only according to our own potential and capacity, subhanAllah. And that's because we're all so different, right? You know, we can't compare ourselves to one another when we all have different lifestyles, isn't it? When we all have faced different challenges, we all have different types of responsibilities, we all have different strengths and weaknesses even, etc. And you know, all of these individual differences will be taken into account when weighing our deeds on the Day of Judgment, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just so just. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he only ever, you know, expects us to work in accordance with how he molded us and the potential that he gave us, and in accordance to the life that we've been gifted with as well. Not, you know, in comparison to other people who have been molded differently to us and given different lives. You know, now, you know, after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, who's the next best person who knows about our potential? It's ourself, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بِلَ الْإِنسَانُ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ بَصِيرًا. A human being is in full view only truly of himself. So we need to ask ourselves, you know, what real goals are really suitable to us and our lives for us to work on in the last 10 nights of Ramadan? And we should really work towards that regardless of what we see other people doing. And please be sure to ask yourself as well, inshallah, every day, ask yourself, you know, is my best self really showing up right now? Am I working to my full capacity? If not, then, you know, what needs to happen for me to really be able to level up and to be operating at that level, inshallah? Okay, so now moving on to the second C. Okay, and that is, here we are. You know, when others come into play, right, it's basically to compete with others in good works. Now, when others come into play, because I know many of you, the reason why I'm talking about this, because a lot of people are going to be saying, you know, well, Halima, it's very hard to simply focus internally all the time, right? What do I do when other people come into the equation? I can't help naturally what I see around me every day, like on social media. How am I supposed to manage that in a really healthy way? Well, like I said, when others come into play, the Quranic solution is not to compare with others. It never is. But what is okay is to healthily compete with others. Now, I know that on the surface level, that might sound exactly as a, you know, the same thing, but they're actually very different. But before I explain, let me emphasize here is that when I say we compete, it relates not to the results of other people. You know, we don't compare or even compete with other people's achievements and their results, you know, and what they have. So we don't compete with their followership, for example, or their wealth or their appearances, etc., because that's only going to leave you, like I said at the beginning, feeling inadequate, demoralized, where you're going to begin feeling like, you know, I'm not blessed enough to, you know, with enough time, for example, or with enough support, let's say, as such and such person who's able to read so much Quran every day, or I'm not lucky enough to have, you know, the same kind of money that they do to be able to give sadaqah like them, or to be able to buy those wonderful Ramadan activities for my kids, etc. You have to be careful, because that frame of mind is going to get you making excuses about things beyond your control. And that's going to prevent you from even getting started and working hard in the first place. So just remember, by the way, as well, that, you know, other people's successes, they're just as much a test for them as your struggles and hardship are a test for you. You know, those people that you look at, they can equally succeed or can fail in how they manage their hearts and their actions in relation to those gifts that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them. You know, what we should be focusing on competing instead of competing with what their achievements are, is competing with the works of others. Now, this is where you're basically competing with others in terms of their work ethic. So, you know, how they show up, how hard they work, how they deal and overcome with, you know, all those challenges and setbacks that they have. Because these are things that are not going to leave you bitter and resentful, but they're actually going to inspire you, inshallah, and help you to propel you forward to be able to grow and learn. And you know, if we look into the Quran, we see that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he shares with us, for example, the amazing stories of the very best of creation, the most successful, which is the Anbiya, right? The prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And although, yes, there is mention in the Quran of their successes, of their deliverance, what is the vast majority of their stories focused on? It's focused on their struggles, right? On their hardships, on their pain and suffering, subhanAllah. All of these things that were actually key to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's assistance and to their success, subhanAllah. You know, in the Quran, we find in Surah Al-Anbiya, for example, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about Zakariya alayhi salam and his wife and his son Yahya, he tells us that they would vie with one another, that they would compete with one another in good works. So not in the results, but in the good works. And these are our role models who we are supposed to emulate. So just to reiterate the difference for you here and to really solidify it for you, you know, when you compare yourself to someone else, you're saying, oh, you know, that sister or that brother, they do so much more than me. I'm such a failure. Whereas healthy competition, on the other hand, is saying, you know, I hope so-and-so, they really bring their A game so that it forces me to become better. You know, comparison, it focuses on where you are now, whereas competition, it focuses on where you're going. And there is a significant difference in that, and it makes a significant difference in terms of the impact that it has on your self-esteem and your confidence as well. Okay, so now, moving on to the third C. And that basically stands for cultivate, to cultivate. And this is basically to remember to always value what it is that you're cultivating, so the process and the progress, overvaluing your achievement. You know, the reason that you get demoralized and you quit when you compare yourself to other people is because you get disappointed. And that disappointment is where you have too high an expectation on your achievement versus your learning and the progress. And to overcome that, you basically need to realize and to remind yourself that nothing is lost with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know that everything is significant and it's rewarded regardless of how seemingly small or insignificant that might seem to you or to other people. You know, when you remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he values quality over quantity, and that everything is a means of learning and progress. You know, through many examples in the Quran, teach us about, you know, the fact that it's not about the end result, but that it's about the means to that end. Because we know as Muslims that the results are all in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? But what actually qualifies us for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's assistance is basically the sincerity of our intentions and our actions. And one of the most profoundly beautiful examples of that is Ibrahim alayhi salam. You know, he spent his life, his entire life, calling people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, he called people for Hajj in the open desert when there was physically no one there to call, out of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when he actually passed away, he only had a couple of followers. And yet through his focus on the means to an end, rather than the results itself, he was able to achieve that amazing status of Khalil Allah, the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? And if you look at this day and age, you know, his followers are in the millions now, subhanAllah, across three world major religions who all love and who emulate him. And who, you know, every single day, Muslims, at a minimum of five times a day, they mention his name in their salah. And millions every single year, they heed to his call to perform Hajj, Allahu Akbar. So, you know, really ask yourself every day in these last 10 nights of Ramadan, you know, what one action can I take to really improve the quality of my intentions and my actions in pursuit of the goals that I have? And really remember to enjoy this journey of these last 10 nights of Ramadan just as much as the destination itself. Now, with that said, to conclude here, inshallah, I want to remind you that, you know, the greatest source of confidence, or building that really unbreakable confidence, is the Quran itself. Because I'm telling you, wallahi, when you start reading the Quran and you come across ayat like in that like those in Surah At-Teen, for example, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he tells you that he created you in the best of forms. Or when you study the Quran and you come across verses like those in Surah Al-Hajj, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he teaches you that he actually sees something in you. So this potential that qualifies you in order to struggle and to, you know, in his service. And that's why he's personally selected you for La ilaha illallah. When you study the Quran and you come across surahs like that in Surah Al-Mu'minun, where we learn that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already created for you a house in the highest parts of Jannat al-Firdaus, because he knows what you're capable of. And he has such high expectations of you and provided you with every single opportunity for you to possibly attain it. Then, you know, you will never be able to feel anything less than the greatest levels of confidence, inshallah. Because, you know, they aren't things that you just read in any old book or that you hear anybody say that might or might not be true. But these are facts that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he himself, the ultimate source of knowledge and truth, your creator, says about you. Okay, so to end here, inshallah, I just want to encourage you all to head over to QuranRehab.com and to sign up for our newsletter so that you can receive all of these training videos in my End Ramadan Strong Challenge sent directly to your inbox, inshallah, so you don't miss out on any of those episodes. And if you have found any of the contents of this series really beneficial to you, then please do share these videos with all of your friends and family to really help to maximize other people's last nights of Ramadan and to get that extra reward for yourself as well, inshallah. Okay, so I will see you tomorrow, bi-idhnillah, for episode 5. But until then, inshallah, take care. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, everyone.